This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Yesterday, a Durham judge decided to give Michael Peterson another chance to clear his name. Peterson has spent the past 8 years in prison. A jury convicted him in 2003 of murdering his wife. Key to the jury's decision was evidence presented by former State Bureau of Investigation agent Dwayne Deaver. Last year, a series of stories by the News and Observer newspaper of Raleigh revealed serious problems with Deaver's work in the SBI crime lab. Yesterday, Judge Orlando Hudson used the words perjured testimony to describe Deaver's work in the Peterson trial. Joining me now is News and Observer reporter Joe Neff. He covered the Peterson hearing, and he was part of that reporting team that investigated the SBI crime lab. Joe, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Frank.
Let's start with the news. What questions did Michael Peterson's lawyers raise that persuaded Judge Hudson to give their client a new trial?
Well, Michael Peterson's lawyers argued that Dwayne Deaver's testimony at trial as an expert witness was essential to the jury's verdict. Deaver testified as an expert witness, which means he's not talking about facts, but his actual opinions. And his opinion was that the blood stains in the staircase of the Peterson home and the blood stains on Michael Peterson's clothes were evidence that Peterson had killed his wife. And I've talked with jurors, and they said that Deaver's testimony was critical during their deliberations. In fact, his testimony about the bloodstains on Michael Peterson's shorts were the most critical thing as the jury deliberated and reached its verdict.
And Peterson's lawyers brought in an expert of their own who said the way he went about that doesn't prove much anything.
Well, they brought in several experts in the field of bloodstain pattern analysis, and all of them essentially said that Deaver's methods, his methodology, were unacceptable, and he went far beyond the science.
All right. Well, let's go back to the original crime. We've got really two investigations to look at, the SBI crime lab investigation, but also this particular crime. In 2003, a jury convicted Michael Peterson. Talk about what led investigators to accuse him in the killing of his wife, a murder that happened in 2001.
Kathleen Peterson was found dead at the foot of a staircase in their Forest Hills mansion, and it was a very bloody scene. Blood spatter and stains and smears all over the staircase. Michael Peterson had blood on him. She had the autopsy showed a number of head wounds into the back of her head. All of this put together, the police thought this is not an accidental fall, which is what Michael Peterson said. She fell down the stairs. So basically the trial revolved around two questions, or one question. Was this a fall or an accident?
So the experts that came in, as you said, all testified to the fact that Deaver's methods in determining that this blood was somehow got there as a result of Michael Peterson's action wasn't the way you'd do business. What was it? What did Deaver do, and what did they say should have been done in a crime like this?
Well, for example, Deaver said that he was able to, by examining the stains on the walls, was able to pinpoint three spots in space where a weapon came in contact with Kathleen Peterson's head. And these are very precise. These aren't the exact numbers, but something like the second step from the bottom, 11 inches above it, 6 inches from the east wall, 2 inches from the north wall. I mean, he was putting that he could actually tell from the blood the three precise points in space where she was hit. And the experts say no one, I mean, you just can't do that. You can maybe come up with an area, like maybe a size of a basketball or something, or bigger, that maybe the impact happened. But to say precisely a point in space is crazy. The other thing the expert said is that, you know, that Dwayne Deaver did not photograph or properly record his experiments, and that another expert cannot come along behind him and review it, do a peer review, and see did he do it correctly or not.
But there were videotapes, and they were shown as part of this hearing, and they offered disturbing evidence about Deaver's practices as well.
Yeah, Yeah, the experts who reviewed the videotapes of his experiments said, look, these are not an attempt to examine every possible scenario how the blood could have gotten there. They said these are recreations where basically Deaver had made up his mind about what happened and then recorded a video that got the intended results, which is the opposite of science, where you're trying to disprove your hypothesis until when you can't disprove it anymore, then you can go ahead and use it. But he didn't look at alternative scenarios.
Including using repeated attempts to splash blood on a pair of shorts that would have been Peterson shorts, and actually using a pipette to line blood along the blade of a knife.
The pipette along the blade of a knife, it came in a different case, in a Davie County murder case from 2007. And that was one of the other experiments that Deaver did. One of the interesting things is that Deaver had told Judge Hudson at the trial of Michael Peterson, the presiding judge, he had worked 500 blood spatter cases. He had written reports in 200 and testified about them in about 60 trials. Well, it turns out that the FBI's own thorough, exhaustive investigation of their own files, they identified 54 cases that Deaver worked on, and they identified maybe four or five cases where he actually did these experiments. And I don't think that sat very well with the judge, because had he known that, he probably would not have allowed Deaver to testify as an expert.
And the judge described his testimony as perjured, which seems to me not just a question about methodology, but intentions, right?
It does. And I have to tell you, I've talked with several lawyers about that, both prosecution and defense lawyers, and everyone said that that is a bombshell, that a judge is actually calling out an agent of the state and finding as a fact that they gave perjured testimony.
Now, all that said, the experts who testified about Deaver's methods came to the same conclusion that the prosecutors did, which is that they didn't think it was an accident.
Well, we actually didn't hear that at the hearing. One of the experts said the evidence is consistent with a fall. It's apparent that one of the experts who testified, Lynette Sutton, may have come to a different conclusion, that maybe she thinks it's not an accident, but the judge didn't allow her to be questioned about that because it was not relevant to the hearing that we had.
So Michael Peterson will get a new trial. What about Duane Deaver? Is he going to face criminal charges?
Well, I asked the district attorney of Durham, Tracy Klein, that question yesterday, and she says if there was an investigation, she couldn't talk about it. But she said that it's a very difficult charge to prove, perjury, and kind of indicating that she's not that willing, but I'm uncertain on that. But I would think that if a judge makes that finding, an FBI agent gave perjured testimony, it's incumbent on someone to look into that. And I don't know if it's the district attorney, if the attorney general has jurisdiction, or if the judge, Judge Hudson, expressed interest whether he would have the power under state law to have an independent investigation into Mr. Deaver.
Well, you mentioned Tracy Klein. Durham County Courthouse has been a pretty busy place this week because yesterday Judge Hudson also gave a public admonition to Durham District Attorney Tracy Klein. What led to that?
Tracy Klein had filed motions in three different cases asking for the prison records of three inmates for the year 2011. And I have no idea how the visitation records of these inmates have anything to do with the appeals on hand. In fact, in two of the cases, these inmates do not have the appeal that Tracy Klein put in the record. She said it was all a mistake. She withdrew it, and Judge Hardin allowed her to withdraw her motions, and he struck his order. But the thing that was frustrating about the hearing, that hearing yesterday, is that it was never answered. Why was Tracy Klein looking for these prison records when they didn't have anything to do with the issue at hand.
And she'd need a court order to get them because they're off limits. The prison won't give a prosecutor or anybody else visitation records. She got a court order and apparently used false information.
Correct. Yeah, she used false information.
When you give false information to a judge to get information you shouldn't have, public admonition, I guess that's what the judge used. That's the phrase he used. Huh?
That's the phrase he used, a public admonition and a warning, which it is what it is. The state bar can still, which also has the power to discipline lawyers, is looking into Ms. Klein and has asked for court records from the courthouse. So who knows what will come of that.
So Michael Peterson's going to get a new trial based on the evidence, much of which the NNO exposed in its series. Does this open the floodgates now? All of the cases that Deaver worked on, can we expect appeals?
If I was a defense lawyer who had represented someone where Deaver had testified in the case, I would certainly want to go back and review the case. I don't, you know, a flood of appeals, who knows? I don't know how many cases he testified in, and it's just one of these things. We'll see what comes.
We will see. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
News and Observer reporter Joe Neff. Just ahead, Ira David Wood III and the Confessions of an Elf on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.